Tonight we want to look in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 9, and we want to read just a few verses of Scripture, and this is during the time of Jesus saw Matthew, and Jesus just spoke two words, and those two words were, "Follow me," and that made all the difference in Matthew's life. And just like the song that Sister Ashley was singing, he's the only one that can make a difference when it comes to a person's life. So I want to begin reading with Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. The Bible says, "And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they saith unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he saith unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. And I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do thank you for the good day that you've blessed us with. Lord, we do lift up the request of prayer that were mentioned today and pray that you'll meet those needs. But Father, we pray that you'll meet needs here tonight, this evening in our evening service and those that are viewing. Lord, we pray that you'll speak to hearts accordingly. And Lord, we'll thank you and love you and continue to give you all the praise. And we do pray for a soul that might be lost that doesn't know Christ, whether they be listening now or whether they be listening in the future. Lord, I pray that you'll convict that heart. And Lord, do a work that only you can do and change that life. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Some were interested in Jesus. Some were interested in what he was doing. Others were there out of curiosity. Others were there to cause problems. In this passage of Scripture, we see Jesus going up to Matthew and speaking just two words as Matthew records it, "Follow me." And those two words changed his life. Changed his life. You can be followers of Jesus, and you can be true followers of Jesus for the right reason. You see, Jesus always had a group of followers with him. There were some that was interested in what he was teaching, what he was doing. But yet there were some that were there to cause problems. There were some that were there to challenge him. There were some there to question him. And we see that here in verses 12 and 13, when the Pharisees had questioned his disciples and they questioned his motives. They questioned his reason. They questioned what he was doing. They questioned the type of people that Jesus was associating with. And Jesus heard that. Now, I will remind everybody that the Bible says that Jesus heard it, which he did hear the question, but Jesus already knew their hearts. Jesus knew their hearts before they ever asked the question. And Jesus answered them and said that they that behold, need no physician. In other words, there was no need if you were already whole, as the Bible calls it. But they that are sick, and then he challenged them, "Go ye and learn what that meaneth." So he was challenging them to study on that, understand that, because you see, they were following Jesus for the wrong reason. They was following him for the wrong reason. True followers of Jesus are not following for their own gain. They're not following to cause mischief or to cause problems, but true followers are following Jesus to worship, to learn. And so Matthew had a changed life. We've titled this message, Follower of Jesus. Matthew had a changed life just for the presence of Jesus and the two words that were spoken, follow me. So I'd like to spend a little bit of time this evening in this portion of Scripture to see what it is to be a true follower of Jesus. You see, there was an invitation that was given. The invitation was to follow me. That was an invitation. And that invitation was for Matthew, as he was disliked. He was an individual that was doing a job that in a lot of cases would be a dishonest job as a tax collector. He was well known, but yet he was well known in the negative sense. And Jesus ultimately, when he said the words, follow me, Jesus ultimately gave him an invitation for a new life, a changed life, an invitation that would give a person a peace in their heart, an invitation that would cause a person to leave the old and look to the new, because Matthew changed his whole direction, and that's what Jesus will do. It's hard sometimes for an individual that don't know Christ. It's hard in a personal way. It's hard for them to understand that Jesus will make a difference. But that's where faith comes in. Faith that Jesus will change a life. You see, in Matthew's life, Jesus changed it. And so, as he arose, meaning Matthew, as he arose, he simply followed Jesus. Well, to follow Jesus, he had to have a changed life. He had to have a different outlook. Because the Bible says he literally arose and he followed him. Now that requires two things for Matthew to do this. Jesus gave the invitation, but now Matthew had to make the decision. Matthew had to make the decision. The decision was his choice. So it was his choice and his decision. No one could make him follow him. No one could make him follow him. I was raised in church. Went to church most of my young life. My dad was a preacher, and his employment changed. He was laid off from his what he was doing in Asheville, and he had to go east. And so he went to Greensboro and stayed in the uptown Greensboro for a little while and stayed there close to the YMCA that I guess it's still there. I'm not sure, but that's where he stayed. And then when he found work, he sent for his family. And my dad was struggling because of some things that had happened in his life. So we didn't go to church much, but we did go once in a while. And then his employment changed again, and he went down east and we were there for a couple of years. And then we migrated to Salisbury. And when we lived there for about a year and a half, and then we came to this area. And so been in this area ever since. But at the time, when you move around so much and you don't stay faithful, then church, you know, church kind of becomes a afterthought, and, you know, that's kind of where we were. And someone that I went to school with, someone invited me to church. And I decided I would go. And I made the decision to go. So for several Sundays and Wednesday nights, I went to church. And, you know, I would go and we would have youth on Wednesday night. And later, as you know, later on during that time, I accepted Christ as my personal Savior. But I say that as a testimony of what God did in my life, but I also say that because I had to make a decision when someone invited me to church. I had to make the decision to leave home, get up on a Sunday morning, and I ended up walking to church. And so knowing that, you know, there would be people in my house that weren't going at the time. Now, later, then we all started going to church, which was wonderful. But the point is, there had to be a decision. And so that's where Matthew was in his life. He had to make a decision to follow Jesus. And it's a decision that only you can make. Now, when I was growing up, I actually invited one of my friends to church. And he said, "Oh, yes, yes, I'll go. And we were young, and my father went by to pick him up. This was when I was in about third grade or so. And my father went by to pick him up, and he never came. He stayed in the house, and you could see them open the blinds, and they decided that he wasn't going to go. So we had two instances that I had to make the decision that I was going to go to church, and someone else made the decision, two different times, but someone else made the decision that they weren't going to go. Now, here's the thing. The thing is, no matter who you are, no matter what age you are, no matter what your background is, no matter where you come from, no matter what part of the country you live, no matter really, in reality, what part of the world you live, each person must make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Each person must make an individual decision, no matter what anyone else does. Each person has to make a decision to follow Jesus. Now, you can be a follower of Jesus for the right reason, or you can be a follower of Jesus only because, such as the Pharisees, only to cause havoc or to cause problems. Matthew made the decision because he arose and he followed him. It was a call of grace. When Jesus said the words, "Follow me," it was a call of grace. It was a call that only Jesus could make. It was a call that was personal. It was a call that was meaningful. It was a call that would truly change a life. And that's what happened to Matthew. I want to call this the obedience of faith, because it took faith for him to follow him, because Matthew didn't have a great life. He was in a position to where he had a lot of enemies because he was a tax collector, and he didn't have the greatest of lives, but yet he, by faith, followed Jesus by obedience, because Jesus gave that invitation. Now, how do we know? How do we know by following Him that it made a difference in Matthew's life? When someone truly gets born again, and when someone truly gets saved, then a change is going to take place in their life. It doesn't mean everything's going to be right all the time. It doesn't mean they're going to make always the right decision. But the point is, a change is going to be made in their life. And we see that change because he says, or the Bible says, that he arose and followed him. But then it goes on to say in verse 10, "And it came to pass as Jesus sat to meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples." So Matthew, well, let me just share it with you. Luke chapter 5 verse 29 gives the same account, and he's known as Levi in the book of Luke. But in verse 29 of that same account in Luke chapter 5, the Bible says, "And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and others that sat down with them." You see, Matthew's life changed to the point to where he invited Jesus in his house. He invited Jesus in his house. And Jesus sat down to eat in that house. This shows everyone that what he received and that change that was in his life was real, because his heart changed. His life changed. There was an invitation for Jesus to come in, but also there was an invitation for others to come in. And so he felt that what he had received, others needed to receive as well. And Jesus sat with them, and he ate with them. Now, the religious of that day didn't like it. They didn't like what Jesus stood for. They didn't like, and they questioned, because they were of their own righteousness, and they didn't like what was taking place, but yet Jesus changed his life, and he became a true follower of Jesus Christ. And it's important for us to invite Jesus in every aspect of our life. Not just certain times, but when Jesus comes into our heart and we ask Jesus to save us, then we're inviting Him into our whole life. Our whole life. Jesus was now welcomed in His home. He was now welcomed in His home. When Darla and I first got married, there was a lady that she thought of dearly. She hadn't seen her in years. But she gave us one piece of advice. And she says, "When you go home together," she said, "open the door and let Jesus in first. That'll make all the difference in the world." You see, Jesus needs to be in our life. He needs to be in our life at our homes. He needs to be in our life in our workplaces. He needs to be in our life in our church. He needs to be in our life in the places we go. He needs to be in our life in the things that we do. He needs to be in our life with the friends we keep. In other words, He needs to be in our life. You see, when Matthew became a follower of Jesus, he became a true follower. A true follower of Jesus. His home now was a place of hope. When he left his home that day, when he was collecting, he left, but he came back a changed person. His home life changed. And now his home was a place of hope. And as they were sitting there eating, and Jesus was there, he invited Jesus to come. And there was others that were there as well. He opened up his home because now it was a place of hope, not because of anything he did, but it was simply a place of hope because of what Jesus did. Many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And they began to listen. And they began to learn. And they began to be in the presence of Jesus. A place of hope. But it was also a place of mercy. A place of mercy. I wonder how much of his past was known from those that were eating. There were, I suspect, there were those that knew him before, and now they know him now. And you're going to have your doubters, you're going to have the ones that, struggle, you're going to have the ones that, don't believe. But it's not up to them. Because Jesus is the one that changes a life. I have learned that Satan will attack in so many places in your life that others question. Satan will attack in so many ways. Satan will attack when the morning I got saved on a Friday night, and on that Saturday morning, when I woke up, Satan began to attack. He began to question. He began to say what you did was not real. He began to say all kinds of things. What were you thinking? What were you doing? And he began to attack, and he attacked for a number of days. But yet Jesus took control. Jesus was now a control of my life. It didn't mean that I was doing everything perfect, because I wasn't. But it was different. It was different. When I would do things, there would be conviction, and my heart would change, just like with yours. That's our testimony, is having a heart change. And that's what was happening here with Matthew. His heart was now changed because Jesus said the words, "Follow me," and he arose and he followed him. You read that short sentence, "Follow me," and he arose and followed him. You would think, well, there's not a lot happening there. But there was a lot happening on the inside. We might think that we might kind of read over this passage of Scripture and we read over it and we don't think too much about it. But in reality, there was a heart being changed because of Jesus. And that's what Jesus will do. He had the option. He had the option of following, and he had the option of not. And he chose to follow. And that's the same option that we have today, that individuals have today. We have the option to receive, and we have the option to reject. There's no middle ground. You're either going to do one or the other. There's no fence post type living. You're either for him or you're against him. And Matthew chose to follow him. Now, the Pharisees were following too. But they were following in disbelief. They were following in a different manner. They weren't following to learn. They weren't following to for their life to be changed, for them to grow. But they were following because they were looking for some way to trick or discredit or see Jesus make a mistake. The Pharisees had the option. Even questioned Jesus. Why is your master eating? Why is your master eating with publicans and sinners? Why is he doing that? Well, they questioned because they weren't true followers. They weren't true followers. They were, I guess you would say, they were of the self-righteous. They were of the self-righteous. And you're going to have those. You're going to have those people that frown and that do all those things that question and all those things that I call it religion. But what I want to show you tonight is not religion, but I want you to meet Jesus. I want you to have Jesus in your life. I want you to follow Jesus, not follow man. If you look at man long enough, you're going to see him stumble, and you're going to see him make mistakes, and you're going to see him make bad decisions, and you're going to see those things. But I promise you, Jesus will not make a mistake. And we can follow him. The Pharisees had a pride that blinded them. And they blinded them to the offer of the grace that Jesus offered. You see, their blindness and their self-righteous and their teachings and all those things blinded them to the truth. I hope tonight that we never get to the point to where we're self-righteous and we don't realize that every single person needs Jesus. Every single person needs Jesus. Yes, we may not like some actions and we may not like the life that people are living, but the only one that can change that life is Jesus. The only one that can change a life is Jesus himself. And that's what he was doing with Matthew. He was changing his life because Matthew was now a follower. And he was in such a manner that where he invited Jesus, come on in. Come on into my life. Come on into my home. Come on in. And he sat down and he ate. And he invited others. I hope that we never allow ourselves to get in the way of what Jesus can do to a life. I hope we never have the point of saying, look at me, because I want people to look at Jesus. To look at Jesus. Notice the words of Jesus here in verses 12 and 13. They that be whole need no physician, but they that are sick. They that are sick. You see, Jesus not only healed the blind, the diseased, he not only raised the dead, he not only healed the lame, but he also healed the heart. The heart. You see, Matthew's whole demeanor and his whole life changed. Because of Jesus. His whole life changed because of Jesus. And he challenged the Pharisees, the religious leaders of that day. He challenged them and says, go ye and learn. Learn what this meaneth. And I will have mercy. Go and learn. But yet they were so caught up in their own affairs, in their own agenda, that they turn their back on Jesus. But not Matthew. Matthew was a true follower of Jesus. Matthew changed. Matthew changed. But he didn't change himself. Jesus changed him. Jesus changed him. I've had the opportunity as many of you have had the opportunity to witness and to tell someone about Jesus Christ and them accept Jesus and they say yes to Jesus and their life changed. 60-year-old man one time, I had the opportunity to tell him about Jesus and witness to him, and he asked Jesus Christ to come into his heart and save him. And the first words to me that he said, "I feel like a weight has been lifted." And that's what Jesus will do. Jesus will change a life. Jesus will take that weight of, I'm going to try to do better, and I'm going to try to make this change, and I'm going to try to make that change. There's no way that we can do it. We must have Jesus in our life. We must have Jesus in our life. And Matthew, his life changed, and he became a follower. But we have to make that decision to follow him. We close with these words. The words of Jesus. Follow me. The decision. And he arose and followed him. Jesus made the invitation. Matthew made the decision to follow Jesus. You see, he was a true follower of Christ. Let's pray tonight. Our Father, you know the hearts of every person. You know the heart of everyone that's here, everyone that's viewing. And Lord, if there's someone that is struggling with their salvation, that's really not a true follower. They might be doing the actions, but yet not a true follower. And Lord, you know the night that I got saved, when I realized that if I died that night, I knew I was going to hell. And Lord, you know what the Holy Spirit did, that he spoke to my heart. And I made that decision to say yes to Jesus. Lord, if there's someone here tonight or someone viewing that's not said yes to Jesus, Lord, I pray that they will. That they'll come and say, yes, I want Jesus in my life. I want Jesus to save me. And Father, for those of us that sometimes struggle with our Christian life, and maybe we're not where you want us to be, maybe we're not as close as we were, Lord, help us to repent and just say, Lord, I want to be a true follower of you. Lord, whatever the need is during this invitation, we pray that you'll speak to hearts and cause them to realize that all they have to do is say yes to Jesus. Father, bless this invitation, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.